Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of ShaivaOne.org, the next program is Shaddarshana, Spiritual Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Vedanta, presented by Sri Ramakrishna. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Shri Guruvyo Namah. Hari Om. ॐ सहना भवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। अत एव पूर्वदृष्टम् इव, सो देयर ही स्टार्ट्स विथ अत एव पूर्वदृष्टम् इव। सो दिस् whatever we are seeing, the superimposed, the adhyasa, tasmat na sat, it cannot be sat. Then if it is not sat, it is not existent, then it should be non-existent. This is how we have seen. If it is not dark, it is light. If it is not day, it is night. It is not like that here. Na api asat, it is not also asat, because you see it. If it is asat, you should not be able to see it, but you see it. Therefore, it is not asat. Paraspara virodhat na sat asat. It cannot be sat and asat. Both sat and asat. Asat. Because they are contradictory. They are contradictory to each other. Both cannot stay in the same place. Therefore, that is also negated. All the three stages are negated. It cannot be sat, it cannot be asat. It cannot be sat and asat, both. So, anirvachyam eva aropaniyam. So, the superimposed is something which is different from all these, and it is inexplicable. Different from this means it cannot be explained as sat or asat. That is the idea. That which is different from sat and asat and which is inexplicable is this superimposed object, adhyasa. This adhyasta object, which is mithya, is different from sat and asat and inexplicable. Ata eva purvadrishtam iva. That is why he says purvadrishtam iva. That is the link. Tatvam tatvatastu natoyam nacha purvadrishtam kimtu anrutam anirvachyam. Purvadrishtam iva. That is why we say purvadrishtam iva. It is as though that which is seen before. But in reality, the superimposed, in reality what it is a natoyam, it's not water. This water you superimpose in the mirage is neither water, nacha purvadrishtam, nor that which is previously seen. But what is that? Kintu anrutam anirvachyam. It is mithya and it is inexplicable. Beyond sat and asat, and it is inexplicable. That is the idea. So, evamcha, he has brought in the definition for mithya. In pancha mithyatva lakshana, in Advaita Siddhi, he takes one mithyatva lakshana of Bhamati. So, evamcha dehendriyadi prapanchopi anirvachyah apurvopi purmithya pratyopadarshita iva paratra chidatmani adhyasyate iti upapannam adhyasa lakshana yogat dehendriyadi prapancha badhanam cha upapadishyati upapadishyate. So the superimposed water, the superimposed snake, the superimposed silver, all these superimposed objects are explained. Therefore, we have now understood what superimposition is. Therefore, says evamcha, therefore, in the same way, dehendriyadi prapanchaha, the body, sense organ, etc. All this, body, sense organ means sharira. Dehendriya sanghatam is sharira, the combination of body, sense organ is body, is sharira. And this jiva, and the whole existence, the universe, which is jagat, this prapanchaha, this manifestation, all this whatever is manifested, this api also anirvachyah is inexplicable. Like the superimposed objects in the rope, mirage, etc. are inexplicable, the same way this body is also inexplicable. And it is anruta. So, satya anrute mithini krutya is possible. Therefore, apurvapi. But, see, the inexplicable I accept. I also accept the superimposition. Superimposition of snake on the rope. For that, I should have seen the snake somewhere and I am superimposing that snake here. Fine. That is accepted. But, the jagat is superimposed. That is your statement, isn't it? Yes. If the jagat is superimposed, it should exist somewhere, the Dvaiti will say. It should exist somewhere. That is the jagat I am referring to as jagat, not this superimposed jagat. This I will also accept as superimposed, forget it. But the jagat, real jagat, for the dualist, for the Dvaiti, Ishvara, Jiva and Jagat, both, all the three are Nitya, eternal, Satya, truth. For us, except Brahman, there is nothing other than Brahman which is truth. So, he will say, that Jagat which you used to superimpose is true. Therefore, what I say is true. It's Dvaita. No. Apurvo api, we accept. There is no prior existence of this jagat. Somewhere you have seen it, experienced it. There is not like that. But still, pura mithya pratya upadarshita eva. Like we have explained the mithya pratya, the mithya pratya, the experience which is not real. That way, in the same way, eva paratra, it is superimposed in the chidatmani adhyasyate. You superimpose in the chidatma. Iti upamannam adhyasa lakshana yogat dehendriya pramancha badhanam. Therefore, since this also comes under the classification, falls under the classification of adhyasa, adhyasa, all the adhyasas can be negated. The rope on the snake on the rope is negated. In the same way, if it is a superimposition, it should be negated. In the same way, the prapancha is a superimposition. The jagat is a superimposition. Therefore, the jagat also will be negated. It is possible. That cha upabadishyate. We will prove it later. Chidatmatu shudismriti itihasa purana gocharaha. Tad mula tad aviruddha nyaya nirnita shuddha buddha mukta svabhavaha sattvena eva nirvachyaha. What about chidatma? Chidatma is also superimposed? No. It is substratum. Chidatmani adhyasyate, you said. In the chidatma, you superimpose. Whatever you superimpose should exist. That is sat. Whatever superimposed should not exist. That is anurta. So, this satya anurta mithini karana is combination is what we are talking about as jagat. Therefore, this satya, this substratum for superimposition, this chidatma tu. What is it? Shruti, smriti, itihasa, purana, gocharaha. Is understood through the shruti, scriptures, smriti, the remember text, itihasa, itihasa, the history. In this way it was like that. So, you remember something and you say, it's the history. And Purana, in the Puranas. And the stories of the great the deities, etc. So, Purana, gocharaha, through that you will understand. Through those, you will understand the nature of Chidatma. And tad mula tad aviruddha nyaya nirnita, and through that tan mula tad aviruddha, through that whatever knowledge you gain and that which is not contradictory to that knowledge about the chidatma, which is nirnita, nyaya nirnita, which is the final culmination you come to, the final understanding you come to, which is shuddha buddha mukta subhavaha. This self which is a Shuddha, it is pure. Since it is pure, it is Buddha, knowledgeable. Since it is knowledge, it is Mukta, it is beyond the bondage. Because when does bondage happen? Only when the ignorance happens. When the knowledge is there, ignorance cannot exist, coexist with knowledge. Therefore, since it is only knowledge, its knowledge principle, the ignorance cannot be there. Therefore, it is Mukta. Since it is Mukta, this self which is in this way, Satvena Eva Nirvachyaha, can be explained. It is explicable. But it can be explained only as I. Existence cannot be explained as anything else. It can be explained only as existence. So, abadita swayam prakashata eva asya satta sacha swarupam sasvarupam eva chidatmanaha natu tadatiriktam satta samanya samayo arthakriya karitava iti sarvam avadatam. Okay, now let me ask you a question. You said Chidatma self is Satta, existence. What is this existence? Is it its character? Is it its attribute? Is it something which is it has link with, which is inseparable, like the guna and guni, like the dharma and dharmi, or it is something which is separable, which can be removed from it? What is this Satta? So, if you say it is the attribute, duality, an attribute and an attribute. If you say it is something else which it has linked with, it is associated with, again there are two things, duality, dvaita. So, to negate that he says, this abadita swayam prakashata eva, abadita, that which is that which cannot be negated, not negated, that which cannot be negated, that kind of, that which cannot be negated, swayam prakashata, that self-effulgence, which cannot be negated, eva asya satta, is itself its existence. The illumination itself is its existence. Existence is not something else, some attribute or something. And again you understand this, swarupam eva chidatma, Sacha Surupameva Chidatmana. It is not an attribute, it is nature. It is the nature of the Chidatma. What? That self-effulgent existence is its nature. Therefore, natu tadatiriktam, you cannot understand it to be something other than the Chidatma. The existence to be something other than the Chidatma, which can be Satta Samanya, which is a general existence, or which can be Samavaya. Samanya means it is there and this Chidatma is there. You give a Sanyoga Sambandha, you associate with it, it can be separated. This is existent general. Satta Samanya means existent in general, and Chidatma, this both combine, associate. This is Sanyoga Sambandha, separable, duality. Samavaya, inseparable, again it is a attribute of it, so it also, that also will create duality. Or Arthakriya Karita, as the Buddhists say, Arthakriya Karita also, that is its functionality, etc. Again there is a functionality in the self. Any functionality proves that it transforms, it undergoes change, therefore again it is a non-eternal. Therefore va iti natu tad sata samavayo sata samanya samayo artha kriya karitava iti sarvam avadatam. We have already explained everything. Sata samavaya, then what is this this sata? It is not artha kriya karita, it is not a samavaya, it is not a your samanya sata. What is this sata? Satta is sato bhavaha satta. That is not the way we take. It's sato bhavaha satta, in that the bhavartha satta is not. There is this tal pratyaya sat. With that sat, there is this tal pratyaya which makes it satta. This tal pratyaya, this suffix tal, is not in the bhavarthaka, is not in the sense of that, of that attribute, of that sense, of that existence. Doesn't mean. Then what does that mean? It is a in itself. We say swarthe. It is a pointing out to its inherent nature. It is not its bhava. It's a transformation. It is its a state. It is its nature. So that is the difference. The tal can be used for pointing out to the transformation or pointing out to the nature. Now what we accept is its nature. This tal suffix is accepted to be the in the sense that it's its nature. It is sat is its nature. Satyam jnanam anantam. Okay. Sacha ayam evam lakshanaha. अयम एवं लक्षणको अध्यासः अनिर्वचनीयः सर्वेषाम् एव सम्मतः परेशकानां तद्भेदे परम् विप्रतिपत्तिः इति अनिर्वचनीयताम् दृढयितुम् आह स च अयम् एवं लक्षणको अध्यासः सो दिस् अध्यास सूपर् इम्पोजिशन् दिस् अध्यास विच् हेस् अ डेफिनेशन् लैक् दिस् स्मृतिरूपः परत्र पूर्वदृष्ट अवभासः This is the definition. First, this adhyasa, which we answer, which is our accepting. This is the definition which we accept. So, adhyasa anirvachaniyaha. It is inexplicable. Sarvesham eva sammataha. This is accepted to be like this by everyone. All the other philosophers also accept. The other schools of philosophy also accept the same thing. Parikshakanam tadbhede param vipratipatti. But they have a confusion. There is a difference of opinion in among the philosophers that this is what we accept, this is not the way we accept like that. So anirvachaniyatam dradhetu maha. So to prove that this adhyasa is anirvachaniya, to explain, to prove, to make it very clear, dradayitum aha, he says. What? Tam kechit, there he said. Tam, in the previous page it was tam kechit, anyatra dharma adhyasa, anyatra anya dharma adhyasa iti vadanti. That is one statement. Tam kechit, that tam means that adhyasa kechit, some people. What do they say? अन्यत्र अन्य धर्म अध्यासः इति वदन्ति देशे अन्यत्र इन अनदर प्लेस अन्य धर्म सुपर इंपोजिशन ऑफ अनदर एट्रिब्यूट इस अध्यास सुपर इंपोजिशन ऑफ वन एट्रिब्यूट ऑन द अदर इस अध्यास दिस इज व्हाट सम पीपल एक्सेप्ट दिस इज बुद्धिस्ट वे ऑफ अंडरस्टैंडिंग देन केचित् तु यत्र यद् अध्यासः तद् विवेक अग्रह निबन्धनः द बुद्धिस्ट आफ्टर बुद्धिस्ट वी कम टू दिस मीमांसकास प्रभाकर मीमांसकास यत्र यद् अध्यासः तद् विवेक अग्रह निबन्धनो भ्रम इति यत्र यद् अध्यासः वेर एवर वॉट एवर इज सुपर इम्पोस्ड यत्र यद् अध्यासः यत्र इन वॉट एवर प्लेस यद् वॉट एवर इज अध्यास सुपर इम्पोस्ड तद् दैट इज बिकॉज ऑफ वेकाग्रह निबंधन वेकाग्रह निबंधनो भ्रम द कन्फ्यूशन भ्रम बिकॉज ऑफ वेकाग्रह निबंधन नॉट अंडरस्टैंडिंग द डिफरेंस बिटवीन द सुपर इम्पोस्ड एंड द सुपर इम्पोजिशन दैट इज द आइडिया सो two schools of thought will come to the other schools of thought if we need tam kechit anyatra dharma adhyasa iti vadanti so first he takes the buddhist school of thought tam kechit anyatra dharma adhyasa iti vadanti some people accept it as the superimposition of another dharma in another thing like what anya dharmasya means jnana dharmasya that which is the nature that is which is the dharma of the knowledge which is rajatasya of the knowledge of the silver in the intellect rajatasya jnana karasya iti jnana akarasya iti yavat. That which is in the form of rajata is the silver, is in the form of intellect, is in the form of knowledge principle, it is in the form of knowledge. That which is in the form of knowledge, that silver adhyaso anyatra vahye is superimposed on the external. When we discussed this Nastika school of thought, we saw all the four Buddhists. There the basic system is sarvam kshanikam kshanikam sarvam shunyam shunyam sarvam swalakshanam swalakshanam. We saw this. Sarvam swalakshanam swalakshanam sarvam kshanikam kshanikam sarvam shunyam shunyam. Everything is shunya. Whatever is superimposed through the intellect on the external. On the external, that's all. In the external world, you see superimposing whatever is in the intellect as though it is existing in the external world. In fact, the world itself is superimposition. That is because of the pratyaya, the knowledge. So that is what he says. Sautrantikana ye tavat bahim asti vastu sat tatra jnana akarasya aropaha. The school of Sautrantika, we discussed this. In the school of Sautrantika, the external object exists. Bahyam asti vastu sat, the external object, externality exists. Tatra jnana akarasya aropa, there the knowledge form is superimposed. But vijnanavadinamapi yadyapi na bahyam vastu satta tathapi anadi avidya vasana aropitam alikam bahyam tatra jnanakarasya aropah. So the Sautrantika, they accept the existence of externality, the external world. Yogach, the vijnanavadin, they don't accept the external world. But still, though they don't accept the external world, they say it is the external world is the superimposition of the vijnana. That is what it says.